So this is me answering my first questionnaire, and I figure doing the you never forget your first would be a good place to start. So, first question, how old were you? I was 19 years old. Who were you with? What was the nature of your relationship? I was with a boy I had dated in high school. We were not together when we decided to have sex for the first time. We had broken up. Kind of weird, but what are you gonna do? Question number three, were you in love? Did you think you were in love? We were in love while we were dating. He did tell me that he loved me during the actual act of sex, and I said it back because I think I still loved him. But, I don't know. Someone tells you they love you during sex, I kind of felt like I should say it back. Number four, how long had you known each other or been together? We had been dating for a year and a few months, and then we actually broke up about a week before we had sex. We had gotten back together, I don't know, probably maybe like within a month after we had sex. And that lasted about a week. And then we just decided to not be together anymore because we drove each other crazy. Number five, what expectations did you have? What informed these expectations? I honestly didn't have any expectations. I felt my virginity was a disease and I was ready to get rid of it as soon as possible. I thought I'd be having sex well before 19. Well, not well before. Maybe like 17. But yeah, I didn't really expect much. Question number six, where were you? We were in the back seat of my Thunderbird, and the town we lived in was kind of a small town. And the movie theater there had two screens, and eventually they opened up a new, big, huge multiplex, and this smaller movie theater turned into a Ukrainian church. And so that was kind of our go-to place because it was a nice, dark parking lot, and we would go there and make out in my car. And I ended up losing my virginity in the backseat of my car in this parking lot for a Ukrainian church. Let's see. What was the context? Well, we had broken up, but we had decided that we wanted to have sex with each other because we trusted each other and we had dated for long enough. We kind of felt like we should. So we planned it and went and we did it. Question number eight, how did you feel? I was a little nervous, just because, and I'll answer this in the next question, because I was worried that it was going to hurt. So moving on to the next question, nine, did it hurt? The story of me losing my virginity and the many, many attempts prior to the actual act of it. Okay, so my boyfriend and I had decided at about maybe like a month after we dated to have sex with each other. We were both virgins. And we figured, of course, the cliche prom night would be amazing time to do it. So prom night, we rented a hotel room, and interestingly enough, my best friend and her boyfriend were in the bed next to us. They were making out. And we, as soon as he went to have sex with me, it hurt a little bit, and I guess I groaned, and he felt really bad. He didn't want to hurt me, so he stopped. And I was kind of like, okay. So we decided to try later. And so over the course of the year and few months that we dated, we tried to have sex so many times.
It was really, really tight and it was painful and it was just too much and he never wanted to hurt me, so it became a nice little frustrating time for us because we never actually had sex while we dated. We just did pretty much everything else. So that kind of sucked, but what are you gonna do? Let's see. 10, had you two previously discussed having sex together? Yes. Again, we tried for over a year. Number 11, was the encounter planned or spontaneous? It was definitely planned. because we, had broken up and I was just like, fuck it, we're gonna do this. So he didn't actually think it was gonna happen just because, I mean, it hurt so much before. But it actually didn't. He was very pleasantly surprised. Number 12, was there a trigger event that set things in motion? This was not a romantic time. There was no look, no kiss, no dance, no conversation. It was literally like, hey, we broke up. We like each other. We wanted to do this. Let's actually do it. That way we can move on and be with other people. So it was kind of like, yeah, totally exciting. Number 13, do you remember what you and your partner were wearing? No. Probably jeans, and the guy I dated always wore this yellow Nautica jacket, so maybe that. Number 14, was there music playing? There was no music playing because again we were in the parking lot with the engine off in the car. Did you use protection? Who was responsible for it? How did that work out? Yes, he used a condom. I think we both had them. I don't remember if he had had that particular one or if I did, but we each had condoms. Number 16, did I come? No, I did not. Did he come? Yes, of course he did. Number 17, what did you do together immediately afterwards? Well, we got dressed and I drove him home. He lived with his grandma, and then I drove to my friend's house because I was staying the night with her because we were going to drive across the state the next day for a rock concert. So totally romantic. It was kind of like wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's see. Number 18. How did you feel afterwards? I was excited that it didn't hurt. The actual time I lost my virginity, it did not hurt because I was so frustrated that it had taken so long that I decided to, on my own, find an object that was rather phallic shaped. And in the shower, I decided to pop my own cherry with it because I really wanted to have sex and was tired of being disappointed. So that helped. And the actual first time was not painful, just all the previous tries. Okay, let's see. I told my best friend who I was staying at her house. Why did I tell her? Because that's what teenagers do. They brag and they get excited about it. What was your relationship going forward? We did not have one. Again, we had decided to date again maybe like a month later, and that lasts a week, and then yeah, we broke up again. Number 20, are you still in touch with your first partner? Hell no. We talked maybe three times after that, and I haven't seen him since like the year after high school. Let's see. 22. Oh, wait, 21. If you could do it over, would you change anything? Yes, I would have popped my own cherry a lot earlier so that we could have had more sex because that would have been amazing. He had an amazing tongue, and I really enjoyed it, and that would have been awesome to enjoy all of him. 22. If you could send a message back to your virgin self, what would you want them to know about sex? Sex is fucking awesome. Do it a lot. Experiment. Don't worry about what other people think. Just really be free and have fun. It's meant to be fun, and you should not limit yourself. Yeah, so that is the wildly horrifying story of my first time and the troubles leading up to it.